one of the reasons why we refused to engage with that group. It was an illegal occupation. They engaged in hostile, violent and aggressive behaviour throughout the occupation. And today that has culminated in the desecration of this Parliament's grounds, the People's Parliament, our democracy. But I am absolutely committed. We will restore those grounds and we will not be defined by one act by a small group of people.
Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. Now the occupation of Parliament grounds has ended, probably the way everybody expected to, it's time to pause and take a breath and reflect on the past 3 weeks. There's been calls for an inquiry over the protests, but really, do you think there's going to be culpability and fairness shown by both sides? It depends on which side of the barricade you stood during this time as to how you viewed the protesters, the police, the media and the government. There is, however, one undeniable fact that shouldn't be ignored, and that was the reason this protest and others in various parts of the country happened. And that was the overreaching of power by this Ardern government, who had become drunk with the power they obtained at the start of the pandemic. While emergency powers were given through the parliamentary process in the form of the COVID-19 Public Health Response Act of 2020 and later amendments, which there are many, the government has overlooked the control mechanisms it put in place, and that was that the order didn't limit the rights and freedoms of the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act of 1990. You know, with well over 90% of the population receiving a double dose of the Pfizer vaccination, either voluntary, coerced or mandated, restrictions remained. In 2021, Prime Minister Ardern stated no one would be forced to take the vaccine, but the rhetoric changed almost overnight with the introduction of the Delta strain, and suddenly everything changed and it became what it was. Really, I don't have to spell out the huge number of freedom and rights that were taken away from New Zealanders. But the argument that it was the right thing to do for the greater good was used, but the fact remains. This government showed it would use every means possible to inject you with the vaccine. Is it any wonder many thousands of New Zealanders who were representative of all walks of life marched to protest, eventually gathering and occupying Parliament grounds? Like all protests, they used their rights to gather at this newly named People's Parliament to air their grievance. But unlike other protests, no one from any of our representation in Parliament was prepared to listen. Instead, they were ignored, they were marginalised and bullied by those very people elected to represent them. But the question needs to be asked is why? You know, despite the protestations about threats and violence, no one, and I mean no one, was remotely interested in talking with these protesters at any point. But to be fair to the government, they did engage with the protest. That was with batons, rubber bullets and riot shields. Now certainly Ardern, who on election night promised to govern for all New Zealanders, was nowhere to be seen exercising a leadership. Her actions and the later actions of the Speaker of the House only galvanised the opposition until it inevitably ended the way it did, with violence. You know, watching from afar, to me, there were two occupations of Parliament. One was seen on the daily footage from the protesters from their Camp Freedom, as it covered a daily routine, interviews with protesters who looked just like you and I. These were ordinary people, among them families, teachers, health workers, even police personnel, who came together for a common cause. We heard the speeches and the daily rendition of the national anthem. Now contrast that to the other one that was painted by the government, fueled by the media cheer team, with their river of filth, alt-right subversives, gangs, reckless parents, COVID-infested violent fringe element. Yeah, you get the idea. Yes, and the protesters themselves have accepted there was a small proportion of subversives amongst them, and rightly the question should be asked, what was their agenda? Now, none of us are naive enough to suggest that they were all from the village idiot team, as governments have been known to have agitators in a group to fuel the fire. Now, like most New Zealanders, I don't condone the violence in some of the fringe elements of the protest. nor do I condone the actions of some of the police officers. But the reason why this uprising took place rests fairly and squarely, I believe, with the occupier of the ninth floor of the Beehive. But the question is, could it have all been part of a plan to get the timing right? The use of negative rhetoric against the occupiers, get Middle New Zealand on side, ensure the protest gets to a tipping point, and then have the police clean it out, and then tell the country who should accept the blame, and this is not New Zealand. I have a bit of advice for our Prime Minister. Respectfully, pull your head out of the sand. This is exactly what you wanted, a divided society, and to quote you, it is what it is. I've often said, I fear for this country. But what Jacinda Ardern has shown us is how easy and how quickly it is to change a nation. The team of 5 million was divided just 6 months ago and supposedly conquered. A large portion of New Zealanders stood by and applauded, as one protester put it, this girl in the skirt overrid the rights and liberties of New Zealand. Believe me when I say that the cast has been set for the future for the new world government, and like we've seen in the past few months, it'll happen again, and it'll happen quickly. I said I fear for this nation. While the government stands up for the rights of Ukraine on the international stage, I find it rather ironic that the National War Museum in Auckland is being lit up in support of freedom for Ukraine, while there's an encampment on the lawn outside protesting the lack of freedom for people in our country. I noted earlier that the safeguards of the COVID-19 Health Response Act earlier, it was one sentence in a myriad of words, but I asked the question. I asked, how many times have we heard this government and others say this bill or that one has protections for the rights of individuals built into them? You know, the occupation of Parliament may be over, but if the politicians believe that this fight is over, dare I say it, the guys at the Tiwi Brewery were right when it coined the phrase, yeah, right. This is possibly just the start of an awakening. You know, it doesn't matter what or who is in power, they rule only for themselves and to keep themselves in power. Even looking through the Bible at the judges of Israel and the kings, there were good ones and not so great. But take this thought with you today. There will soon be an end to all this anguish when real leadership will rule the earth. And that is what I hope for. That is what I long for. And that is when the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, takes his place and brings an end to all the mistrust of governments, when Jesus rules the earth with love. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Help us to spread this message by sharing it within your own network. For more information, jump online to our website, christianvoicenewzealand.com.